Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Today, my best friend died. Our friendship spanned over 60 years. Ollie and I met as counselors at Camp Nowakwa, a girls' camp in the Poconos. At 16, I felt special, a teenager befriended by a college girl. But even then, I knew she was a special human being. In the spiritual world, she would be called a light being, someone who volunteers to incarnate on Earth to serve humankind. Meeting a light being when you're a teenager blows your circuits, and you don't even know why. After college, much to her parents' disapproval, Ollie, born Judy Manning, wanted to join the Peace Corps. Her parents gave her a loan for the new car she needed for work, on the condition that she would never join the Peace Corps. She kept her promise, but I always said she got her parents back in spades, getting a master's degree in international education, joining Operation Crossroads of Africa, run by the charismatic Dr. Robinson, whom Kennedy hired to create the Peace Corps, and later creating her own organization, World Horizons, dedicating her entire life to Peace Corps values. As a teacher in my 20s, I traveled to New York City to help with the orientation of kids and leaders being sent off to community service projects all over the world. One year, I got the crazy idea I might want to be a leader. I wasn't sure, so for the next year, every month, I wrote yes or no on my calendar. And at the end of the year, the yeses won out. In 1975, I led a group of 9 high school girls on a tree planting project on Ceiba, a small island in the Caribbean. When Ollie visited that summer, we had a party for her where we introduced her to our pet iguana, fed her some tasty goat stew, a local delicacy, and made a necklace for her from an old goat's tooth. She loved it all. Ollie traveled more places in the world than any of my 10 well-traveled friends put together. In addition to Crossroads and World Horizon projects, she worked as a tour guide to China. In bantering and lively conversations with Chinese women, she discovered they didn't have Tampax. So she was welcomed with open arms on her next trip when she arrived with an entire suitcase of Tampax for her Chinese pals. Wherever she traveled, her suitcase was always full of presents for kids, pencils, crayons, rubber balls, and silly putty. And every birthday and Christmas, my kids and I got tons of presents from faraway places. My house is filled with exotic presents from Aunt Ollie, a bottle of sand from the Kalahari Desert, a soccer ball from South America, and a yak butter churn she balanced between her knees all the way from Tibet. Every year, Ollie made Christmas ornaments from her award-winning photographs of kids around the world. I have them all since the 70s. At Christmas time, they grace the large doorway of my living room. After she retired, we began traveling to Europe, South America, and Africa, always honoring the struggles of those who have made this world a better place. We visited the Plaza de Mayo in Buenos Aires, where the grandmothers in their white kerchiefs still meet every Thursday to keep alive the memory of their children who were kidnapped and murdered during Argentina's dirty wars of the 70s. In Johannesburg, I met Pamela from Zimbabwe, a woman Ollie helped through many troubled times. Kind of crazy, but I have a photograph of Pamela and me wearing shower caps and laughing. Always a good time with Ollie. And of course, we went to Robben's Island to see Mandela's cell. How was I so fortunate to share a lifetime with such an incredible woman? I believe that after we die, we have a life review. And for Ollie, I can hear God saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.